Hi friends, thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy and I'll be your host for today. Today I wanted to share with you about some biblical examples of faith. These are just great examples of faith in the Bible. So I want you to get out your Bibles and we're going to read some stories about their faith. So the first one I want you to go to is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." So you got to remember, my friends, that long before David became King David, he was just a shepherd boy. Picture it. He was just a shepherd boy. He was the youngest in his family. But during his time, he developed such a strong faith in God, and he witnessed God's hand over and over again in his life. So one day while running an errand for his father, Jesse, he discovered a giant named Goliath. And Goliath had been one to known for terrorizing the people of Israel, picking on them, insulting them. And David, his confidence and trust was in the Lord. So he knew that God would come through and be glorified. So while David was on his journey of faith, he was often misunderstood or looked upon or insulted. He was picked on or belittled, you know. And sometimes people in our lives are going to be picking on us, discouraging us, belittling us. But we got to keep our trust and faith in the Lord. And during that time, nobody wanted to fight Goliath, because he was so big, he was so huge. But David ignored all this and he pressed on with his faith and he trusted in God. And he went up against Goliath and he won. Now that's a beautiful example of a strong faith from a little boy. Another example I want to give you is the story of Esther. I want you to go to Esther chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. "Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I, my young women, will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." So you got to keep in mind, my friends, that back in those days, a woman couldn't talk to a man unless she was summoned. She couldn't talk to the king unless they were summoned. And this was a perfect example of blind faith. Esther had no idea how things would turn out when she was approached to the king in those times. If you approach the king without being summoned by him, in other words, summoned means without him saying that he wanted to talk to you, you could surely die. But instead, Esther trusted in God. She trusted in Mordecai, who gave the message of God to her. And she was a brave woman of faith. And because of this, she survived, and the people of her land survived as well, because they were going to be killed. I want you to go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. "Then I replied to them, The God of heaven will make us prosper, and we, his servants, will arise and build. What about the woman with the issue of blood? This is another example. I want you to go to Mark chapter 5, verse 27 through 28. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him, and in the crowd she touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." In Mark chapter 5, verse 34, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." So you got to keep in mind, my friends, this woman with the issue of blood, she had this issue, this disease for many, many years. And she knew that if she just touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be made well. And so she stretched out her hand and she touched his garment, and immediately she was healed. That's the power of God, but that's also declaring a strong faith by her. Keep in mind, my friends, we walk by faith and not by sight. That means you don't go by the reports of the doctor. You don't go by reports of what people say if they give you a negative report. My friends, God has the last word. You could be on your deathbed and the doctors could say you have 5% chance of living. But God could speak to you that night and say, "You are healed. You are healed." Another example of strong faith in the Bible is Daniel. I want you to go to Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber, opened it towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he had done previously. You got to remember, my friends, that Daniel was a man of integrity. He loved to pray. He had a good, strong prayer life, meaning that he would pray all the time. And he displayed this faith in God with everything that he did, and everything showed. His actions basically showed. He trusted God and remained devoted to God, even in adversity. And God delivered him from many calamities, including the lion's den. Picture it. He was thrown into a lion's den. He could have got eaten. He could have got killed. The lion could have snapped his neck. But instead, he defeated the lion. Remember, my friends, that the enemy, which is the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God comes to give us life and more abundantly. So during this time of adversity, when Daniel was stuck in there in the lion's den, he didn't get scared. He didn't say, "Oh, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to let the lion win. I have no chance." No. He said, basically, he thought to himself, "God is for me. If God be for me, who can be against me?" Indeed, he defeated the lion. He defeated his adversary. And he won because he believed in God and he had great faith. Another example of great faith is Joseph. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Joseph was another young man of great faith. Remember, my friends, he was beloved by his father. His father made him a special coat, but his brothers were jealous of him, and they threw him in a pit, and they sold him to slavery. But during all those years that he suffered, God had a purpose in his life, and he went from the pit to the palace. He was betrayed. He was tempted. He was falsely accused and thrown into prison. But during all that trials and tribulations, he never gave up. He continued his faith and trust in God. And God blessed him, and he became second in command. And last but not least, the greatest example of faith of all is Noah. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. God spoke to Noah and told Noah that it was going to rain. Even though at those times, those days, it never rained, Noah didn't know what that was. But God specifically said for him to build an ark.
A boat.
And despite the ridicule at first from his family, despite the ridicule from people within the town, he continued to build that ark until that ark was finished, because he knew that God spoke a word. And when God speaks a word, it comes to pass. It comes to fruition. It happens. And he built that boat for his family. And he specifically put two animals of every kind in that ark. And his family and him were spared from the flood. That's the kind of faith you need to have. That's like the mustard seed faith. Lastly, I want you to read the stories of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I hope these 7 examples of radical faith in the Bible encouraged you, dear friends, not to give up. Don't throw in the towel. You may be going through a difficult time. You may have gotten a bad report from a doctor, from a nurse. They may tell you that you only have a couple of months to live, but God has the last say so. God has the last word. So forget what the doctors say, and you put your trust in what God says, and you remind God of his promises that says that by his stripes you are healed, that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. He is our redeemer. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. God always has the last word. I hope this encouraged you today. Share the podcast with someone. And if you never received Christ into your heart and you would like to do so today, I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner and I repent of my sins today. I open wide the door of my heart and I ask you into my life. I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. I turn my back on the demon forces and I accept you into my heart today. Your word says in John 3:16, for whoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. I believe you wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a big book in heaven that has everybody's name that accepted you into their heart and repented of their sins. And I believe that one day if I were to die in a tragic car accident, that I will hear your word say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I will get to spend eternity with you forever and ever. But for those that have mocked God, have rejected God, make fun of God, and don't want to repent, they don't want to ask God for forgiveness, they don't want to ask people for forgiveness, they're going to hear the words, depart from me, you wicked sinner, I never knew you. And they will be thrown in the lake of fire and spend eternity with the demon and devil forces. Total separation of God. Life's short, my friend. Make each second count, each moment, each hour. Tomorrow's not promised, and you don't know when your last day on earth is going to be. Make a difference. Make the best decision you can, and that starts out with accepting Jesus Christ into your heart. If you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart today, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says when one soul, when one person repents, that all the angels up in heaven are rejoicing over you. Rejoice, my friends, and start making your home. Start building your home on solid rock, which is the rock of Jesus Christ. Because we're not going to take those houses with us. We're not going to take the money with us. We're not going to take the fancy cars with us. The only thing we're going to take with us is our soul. And what we decide on earth determines where we live for eternity after we die. Be blessed, my friends. Be encouraged. I love you. I'm praying for you. Remember, God has a plan for your life. Bye-bye.